In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله we are again in our beautiful silsila In the light of hadith. In this silsila, we try to learn the meanings of the beautiful sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these ahadith have been taken from very famous book of hadith, Mishkatul Masabih. Today, we will discuss the second hadith of Mishkat Sharif. And this hadith is one of the most famous ahadith among the treasure of the books of ahadith. This hadith is called Hadith-e Jibra'il, the Hadith of Jibra'il. The other name is Hadith-e Ihsan, the Hadith of Ihsan, the Hadith in which the matter of Ihsan, the meaning of Ihsan has been mentioned. This hadith has been narrated by Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The text of this hadith is عن عمر بن الخطاب قال بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت قال فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال فأخبرني عن الساعة قال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل قال فأخبرني عن أماراتها قال أن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان قال ثم انطلق فلبثت مليا ثم قال لي يا عمر أتدري من السائل قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم This is a lengthy hadith. And in this hadith, particularly, three matters have been mentioned. And then two matters have been added more. Inshallah, we will discuss all the matters in detail. But first, we will translate this hadith. Narrated by Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, once, We were sitting in the company of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when there appeared a man dressed in very white cloth and having extraordinary black hair. No signs of journey appeared on him and he was known to none of us. He sat down facing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leaning his knees against the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and placing both of his palms over his two thighs and he asked O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell me about Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Islam is to testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and that you observe salah and pay zakah and observe saum fasting of Ramadan and perform hajj of the house, provided you have resources of making journey to it. He replied, you have spoken the truth. We were surprised to see that he had asked him and confirmed the correctness of the answers. He then inquired, tell me about Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, it is to believe in Allah and his books and his messengers and the last day, and that you believe in predestination, bad and good. He said, you have spoken the truth. He then inquired, tell me about Ihsan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is to worship Allah as if you are seeing him, and if you do not see him, then at least he sees you. He inquired, inform me about the hour, the day of resurrection. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, I have no more knowledge thereof than you. He said, inform me about some of its signs. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are that a bond woman gives birth to her own master, and that you will find the barefooted, naked body, four shepherd competing one another in the construction of higher buildings. Then he departed. Then he said to me, O Umar, do you know who the questioner was? I replied, Allah and his messenger know better. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he was Jibreel. He came to you to teach you your religion. This hadith is in Muslim and in Bukhari as well. Narrated by Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the most famous companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasallam came to teach religion of Islam to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is really the essence of the teachings of Islam, the meaning of Iman, the meaning of Islam, the meaning of Ihsan, and then particularly about belief in the Day of Judgment, then the signs of the Day of Judgment. All these topics have been covered in this hadith. So what in Islam? Islam, Iman, Ihsan. Islam is the external form of Islam, and Iman is the internal form of Islam, and Ihsan is the beauty of that Iman, of that Islam. And then preparation, being ready for the Day of Judgment, is one of the most emphasized upon teaching of Islam. And in this hadith, all these aspects and teachings have been covered very beautifully. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because some sahaba ikram, they asked many questions to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of those questions were inappropriate. That's why Almighty Allah forbade sahaba ikram to ask more and more questions. As Allah azza wa jal has revealed ayah in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, la tas'alu an ashiya'a in tubdalakum tasu'ukum. So in that ayah, Almighty Allah has forbidden sahaba ikram to ask many questions. The relevant question, the important question, and the necessary question they could ask. But because when they started questioning to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so sometimes they asked some inappropriate question. So that's why they were forbidden from that. Not from all the question, just means too much question. They were forbidden from asking too much questions. So that's why sahaba ikram used to wait for a person, for a stranger who would be intelligent, who would be good in understanding. He should come and he should ask question from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through his question, sahaba ikram learn answers and religion from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was the habit and practice of sahaba ikram. So for that purpose, Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came and he asked the very, very beautiful questions. And what were those questions? So inshallah, we will discuss in detail, as in translation, we have learned the questions, what Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam asked from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are many matters in this hadith. Some matters are the core matters of this hadith, the basic points of this hadith. And some which appear from this hadith very obviously. For example, Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of human being. He came as a stranger, as a traveler. He sat with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaning his knees to the knees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and placing his palms over his thighs. So he came in the form of human beings. And the originality of Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is from nur, is from light. Because Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is an angel. And angels are creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, which have been created from light, from nur. So Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is nur, he is light, but when he came to the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that time he was in the form of human being. It means a light can come into the form of human being. And Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, as came the holy court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of human being, similarly, when he went to Hadrat Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that time he went there in the form of human being as well. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيَّهُ. When Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam appeared in front of Hadrat Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that time he was in the form of a man, a human being, a man. And he talked to Hadrat Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So that time he was in the form of human being. It means coming in the form of human being is not impossible for a creation of nur. So similarly, we say our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur. He is light. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ النُّورِ. O people, indeed, a light has come to you from your Lord. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورِ. From Allah, a light has come to you. Who is that light? That light is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now the question could be raised here, how can light come in the form of human being? So who would answer? In the same way in which Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came to Hadrat Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the form of human being. So as he could come in the form of human being, while he is creation of light, similarly the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the creation of light. He is nur, he is light from the light of Allah. And he came in this world in the form of human being, in the form of Bashar. So that matter has been cleared and properly mentioned in this hadith. Now the second thing, from this hadith, we can learn very easily that Sahaba Ikram saw angels. And angels, including Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, could be seen. It is possible to see Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and other angels. As in this hadith, the person who was questioner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told about him, he was Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. So it means Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was there, then the other companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there as well. As in the same hadith, there were many Sahaba ikram there and they saw that person who was originally Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. So these Sahaba ikram, through with the means of the blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they saw Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal over Sahaba ikram, that through the blessing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they saw Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. And really, it is one kind of excellence. Seeing Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the master of angels, who is the best among the angels, so seeing him is one of very beautiful accidents for Sahaba Ikram, and they got that accidents with the blessing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there is another matter. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam was seen by Sahaba Kiram, but he was not in his original form. And in his original form, most of the people are not able to see Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has seen Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam in his original form only for twice, only for two times in his whole life. Otherwise, the body of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is too big that once Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam opened two of his wings, just two of his wings, because angels have wings. Almighty Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran that angels have wings. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam opened two of his wings, and what was the impact? What happened then? His two wings filled all the horizon, the whole horizon. Two wings of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam filled. So what about all the wings of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam? Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam has 600 wings. See, 600 wings Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam has. And two of his wings fill the whole horizon. So what about 600 wings of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam with all of his wings, 600 wings, twice in his life. But that was one kind of excellence for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, that is excellence for Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his blessed eyes and sight over Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. That was really excellence for Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is a servant of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though he is the master of angels, he is best among the angels, but our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is best among all the creations of Allah. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is best of them. Khairul Bariyya. Bariyya is creation. Khairul Bariyya, best of creation. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, and he is Khairul Bariyya. He is best among all Mursaleen, all messengers. And he is best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is creation, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than every other creation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. But along with that, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam opened 600 of his wings in front of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam with all of his wings. Then what another thing? Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came to the court of beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the word Ya Muhammad. With the word Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam, akhbirni anil Iman, akhbirni anil Ihsan, akhbirni anil Sa'ah. The word Ya Muhammad, he mentioned, he uttered the word Ya Muhammad. So calling the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the word Ya Muhammad was allowed in past. In the beginning of Islam, it was allowed. But then Allah Azza wa Jal forbade Sahaba Ikram to call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the word Ya Muhammad, with his original name, and commanded us to call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the beautiful attribute of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Ya Shafi al-Mutlimin. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. Calling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like calling upon each other. As you call upon each other, so you can't call Rasulullah, you are not allowed to call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same way. Because of the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of the reverence and respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam called with the word Ya Muhammad. Why? Because might be this commandment was not for angels, and might be the ayah La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli bainakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da, it was revealed after this hadith. So whatever reason was, but we are not allowed to call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the word Ya Muhammad. We have to call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the beautiful attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Habibullah, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Khatam al-Nabi, Ya Shafi al-Mudribi. Now, another very beautiful point in this hadith. When the whole matter took place, mean Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam asked question, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered him, then Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam went back. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, atadri mani sa'im? Do you know who he was? Who was this person who came and asked question? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, do you know who he was? The person, the stranger, the traveler who came and asked question, do you know who he was? He could say, when he didn't know, he could say that, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know. I don't know. And he could say, Allah knows better. But he didn't say these words. Look at the words of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And learn their belief and look at the words of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What did he answer? He replied, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his messenger know better. He didn't only say that Allah knows better. He said Allah and his messenger know better. He combined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah Azza wa Jal in knowing that person who he was. That was the practice of Sahaba Ikram. Not only in this place. In approximately 1500 ahadith in which Sahaba Ikram spoke the same words, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. Even sometimes, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them very, very easy question, even that time they answered, Ya Rasulullah, Allah, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam, Allah and his messenger knows better. As in one place, in the hadith of Hajj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his last Hajj, that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a sermon, that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was among Sahaba ikram, and more than 100,000 Sahaba ikram was in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that time, beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, "Do you know which day this is?" And everyone knows which was that day. Everyone knows, because that was the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. That was the day of Hajj. So if on the day of Hajj, if somebody asks, "Do you know which is this day?" So he would say, this is Yom Arafah. This is the 9th of Zulhijjah. This is the day of Hajj. He could answer very easily. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sahaba ikram, "Do you know which this day is?" What did they answer? They answer, "Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam." Subhanallah. Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Even that time, when they are performing Hajj, they are in the plain of Arafat. They know very well which this day is. But even then, they answered, "Ya Rasulullah, Allah and his messenger know better." That was the belief of Sahaba Ikram. And that was the reverence of Sahaba Ikram regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. That was the reverence and respect in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram toward Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So in this hadith, the same answer. Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala is answering, "Ya Rasulullah, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he was Jibra'il. Innahu Jibra'il yu'allimukum deenakum. He was Jibra'il. He came to teach you your religion. He came to you to teach you your religion. Then the main topic of this hadith, five things have been mentioned in this hadith. First is Islam. Second is Iman. Third is Ihsan. Fourth is the time of Qiyamah. And fifth is the signs of Qiyamah. The first thing Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam asked, "Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam. Tell me about Islam." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, "What is Islam?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, "Al-Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. The five basics of Islam, the five pillars of Islam, the five foundations of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke in response. Testimony that none is worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Second, establishing prayer and performing Hajj, paying zakah, and observing fast in the month of Ramadan. The five things which are called the pillars of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in response. Now, when the word Islam is said, is spoken, so it is taken in many meanings. The word Islam is from Silm. The root of the word Islam is Silm. Silm is peace, salamti, peace. And similarly, the word Iman is from Aman, and Aman is peace. So the Islam and Iman, both are the very, very famous words of our religion, and the meaning of both words is peace. So it means Islam is the religion of peace, and our Iman is peace. Peace for us, and peace for the other as well. Islam is peace for us as well as for the others. So the word Islam is used sometimes in the meaning of religion, mean the name of a particular religion, the religion of Islam. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Indeed, the religion with Allah is Islam. Here, the word Islam is used, is mentioned in the meaning of particular religion, the religion of Islam, with which Allah Azza wa Jalla sent all of His prophets and of all those Allah Azza wa Jalla sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sometimes the same word, the word Islam, is used in its linguistic meaning, literal meaning. What is that? To surrender yourself in front of someone, to submit yourself in front of someone. And particularly regarding Islam, to surrender ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. To submit ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Surrendering ourselves in front of the submission of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the meaning of Islam. And in this meaning, in Quran, there are many verses. As in one place, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, فَإِنْ حَاجُّكَ فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. So if they argue with you, say, I have submitted myself to Allah. Now that is the meaning of Islam. فَإِنْ حَاجُكَ, if they argue with you, فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ, I have submitted myself to Allah. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ, and so have those who follow me. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ, and say to those who were given the scripture and to the unlearned, say to these people, the people of book and the unlearned people, say to them, have you submitted yourself? أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ, have you submitted yourselves? And if they submit, they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then upon you is only the duty of preaching. Look in this ayah. In this ayah, the word Islam has been mentioned in three places. فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ أَسْلَمْتُ فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا. And in every place, the meaning of this word is to submit yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it shows the meaning of Islam is to submit yourself in the for the submission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there are many other ayah. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُمْ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُوا وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So in these ayat, the meaning of Islam have been mentioned very obviously. Now the same things which have been mentioned in this hadith, hadith of Jibreel and hadith of Ihsan, there is another hadith as well, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described and explained the basics of Islam in a very beautiful way. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, That hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah wa iqami salah wa ita'i zakah wal hajj wa sawmi ramadan. The same five things. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Islam is based on these five things. Which are those? The same things. Testimony of the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the messengership of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, establishing prayer, paying zakah, performing hajj, observing fast in the month of Ramadan. The five things have been mentioned again. And inshallah, we will discuss this hadith in detail, inshallah, in our next episode. So, that is the meaning of Islam. Now, let's move towards the meaning of Iman. Iman is from Amn, and Amn is peace. We protect ourselves from the hellfire through Iman. So, this Iman gives us peace, salvation, deliverance from the hellfire. And when we believe in someone, so we protect that thing from our denial, from our rejection. So in that way, that is the basic meaning of Iman. But as a terminology of Islam, Islam means to believe in all the things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought to us as a religion of Islam. To testify Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to declare and consider the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as truthful in everything which he brought from Allah azza wa jal. Believing in all the essentials of Islam, zaruriyat-e-Islam, zaruriyat-e-Deen, to believe in all the essentials of Islam, the basics of Islam is Iman. What are the basics of Islam? What are the essentials of Islam that have been mentioned in many ayat, many ahadith, and particularly in the same hadith about which we are discussing and we are explaining the same hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, answered in detail. What is the meaning of Iman? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered in this hadith. What is Iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Iman is this, that you believe in Allah and His angels and His scriptures and His messengers and prophets and in the day of judgment, and you believe in predestination, good and bad. That is the meaning of Iman, and these are the basics of Iman. There are some others, but these are basics among those basics. So now, what is the meaning of believing in all those things? That is in another day. Some scholars have very beautifully summarized the meaning of this particular part of this hadith, and they summarized some ayat, and they very beautifully wrote a particular sentence which is called Iman-e-Mufassal. Iman-e-Mufassal means that sentence in which the basics of Islam have been mentioned in detail, as the very beautiful Iman-e-Mufassal sentence, Amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi minallahi ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'dal maut. I believe in Allah and His angels and His scriptures and His prophets and the day of judgment and the predestination, good and bad, from Allah azza wa jal, and the resurrection after death. We believe in all those things. And the same things Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitabi alladhi nazzala ala rasulihi wal kitabi alladhi anzala min qabl. Wa man yakfur billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir faqad dhalla dhalalan ba'ida. So in this ayah and in this hadith, in which we are discussing, and that Iman-e-Mufassal, so it explains these ayat and ahadith and Iman-e-Mufassal explain the basics of Islam. So now, what is the meaning of believing in all these? So it is a lengthy discussion and it needs many episodes for explanation. The meaning of belief in Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal is worthy of worship. None is worthy of worship except Allah. He is our Lord. He is our sustainer. He is our creator. He is the master of the day of judgment. And believing in all the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every attribute of Allah is perfect. And Almighty Allah is free from any kind of defect and fault and shortcoming. He is free from every kind, any kind and every kind of fault and defect. He is pure. He is perfect. His being is perfect. His attributes are perfect. So believe in all the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we believe in the being of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the meaning of believing in angels. So angels are the creation of Allah. They are made of nur and they are submissive of Allah Azza wa Jal. They never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. They carry out the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are the bondsmen of Allah. They are the submissive of Allah. They are not Ma'ad Allah, they are not the sons of Allah, they are not the daughters of Allah, they are not the partners of Allah, they are the bondmen of Almighty Allah. Believing in the scriptures, so Almighty Allah has revealed, sent down many scriptures. Some are big in size, some are small in size. They are called Suhufa Samaviya, and Quran is one of them, and Quran is most excellent. Quran is best among them. But Almighty Allah has revealed His scriptures on His prophets. Four are very famous: Quran, Torah, Zabur, and Injil. And the others Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent upon other prophets, including Musa alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Tuhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. It means Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed some of His scriptures over Musa alayhi salam and on Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So believe in all the scriptures of Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed His scriptures. But that scripture which is in its original form and still that is with us, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed, that is only Quran. Because the previous nation, the previous communities, so they distorted the books of Allah. They brought many changes in the books of Allah, as in Torah, Injil and Zabur. So they brought many changes in those. So that's why those books are not safe, but Quran is safe. As Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. So Quran is protected by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from any kind of distortion and changing. So our belief in all the books of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but the book which is as it is, as it was revealed, that is only Quran. And believing in the messengers of Allah, the prophets of Allah, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala at different times Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent His prophets to convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal to the people. So Allah Azza wa Jal has sent prophets and messengers, Rusul and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Wal yawmil akhir, the day of judgment, that the day would come when we would be resurrected and we would be produced in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for our accountability. So after that, the people would go to paradise and some of them would go to hellfire. So that is our belief in the day of judgment. Then the matter of taqdeer, the predestination, the matter of fate, so it needs really lengthy discussion, because that is very, very sensitive matter. The basic belief regarding taqdeer, inshallah, I'll discuss in other episode, but we have belief in taqdeer, we have belief in qadr. In which meaning? That whatever we have done, whatever we are doing, whatever we will do in future, Almighty Allah knew already. Almighty Allah has written. Almighty Allah has written in Lawh-e Mahfuz. So whatever is being done, that is according to that written in Lawh-e Mahfuz. But we are not forced to do anything because of that writing. We are not forced to do anything because of that writing. What we have to do, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has written in Lawh-e Mahfuz. So that is the meaning of believing in taqdeer. Then believing in al-ba'ath, ba'd al-maut. So the same thing, that we have to be rejected and we would be brought to life again, and we would be produced in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then we have to be taken to account in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we believe in all these essential of Islam. Now the meaning of ihsan, and then the time of qiyamah, and then the signs of qiyamah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss in our next episode. May Allah enable us to get perfect iman and perfect Islam, and may Allah enable us to carry out commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, which have been mentioned in this hadith. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the light